Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Tracy Show. Welcome to Friday. I think I'm going to start watching a new TV show. You guys might have heard of this. This Is Us.
Yes.
As you guys know, my psychiatrist a while back told me to start get rid of watching those stupid shows I used to watch that put me in a weird way.
Well, it's not like you can watch them ever, but you can't binge watch a show like Criminal Minds, Rocket, because then you just sit in the fetal position in the corner of your house going, oh, the world is horrible.
So it's so funny because she goes, hey, do you ever heard of the Hallmark Channel? I'm going, of course I have. So I watch all these Hallmark movies and I absolutely love them. They put me in a good mood because there's always that great ending, and I wouldn't watch This Is Us because I'm thinking, you say you cried every episode.
I do cry in every episode, but it's kind of like a Hallmark Channel cry.
A good
where
cry.
It is not always, sometimes it's sad, but it's not always sad. Sometimes it's just because it's so sweet and it's loving and it's just a really great story about family. I really think you would like it, Rocket, if you would just give it a chance.
I think I will this weekend because I have to kind of lay low this weekend.
But you have to go to the beginning because you said you've looked on demand. All you have is season two right now. You're going to have to find a way to go back and watch season one. Or you're going to, it's first of all, you'll be super confused.
Will I?
Yes. You'll be very confused.
You have to watch
it. It skips around a lot. The timeline skips around. You'll be watching one scene that I can't explain too much, but the timeline hops around a lot.
Okay, so this is a good weekend because I got to lay up, rest my legs.
Yeah, you'll love it. And then you come to work on Monday and your eyes will be all puffy. You'll be like, oh my God, that's just amazing.
All right, at 7:30 this morning, we're going to play our birthday game.
Yes, we are. And thanks to Security Bank of Kansas City, we are going to give you tickets to see Ed Sheeran. He's coming to Arrowhead Stadium on October 13th, 2018. So we'll give out a month. And if you're the first person to call us that was born in that month, you automatically win those tickets.
Also, you get brunch or lunch at Trezamari and Z-Trip. Excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Coughing already.
Let's find out how
you want that back?
Yes.
Save that guy for later.
Friday morning horoscopes.
Oh, now he's going to bump.
Hi, happy birthday today to Snoop Dogg. He's a Libra. I didn't know that, Britt. He's just like us. If you're a Libra, you can't blame your loved ones for trying. A day without you isn't much fun now that they've gotten used to having you around.
Scorpio, prepare yourself for romance because it's right around the corner. You've been waiting a while for this to happen.
Sagittarius, recent changes you've managed to navigate at work have made things a bit easier. Try to pass that along to someone else.
Capricorn, it might feel like things couldn't possibly get better for the next month, however, things will continue to improve.
Aquarius, after weeks of trying to keep your mouth under control, you'll finally give up. The funny thing is, no one will care about your bluntness.
Pisces, you've got a lot on your mind right now, and it's time for you to stop holding it all in. Start talking and make things happen.
Aries, you're definitely in the mood to take stock of who and what you have in your life. Focus on the people that you love, or that love you. That's more important.
Taurus, are you used to being on center stage yet? You better get there quickly because your 15 minutes of fame is just about to start up again.
Gemini, the good news today is that there's a way to get your point across without saying a word. You can say even more with a glance.
Oh. Cancer, for the next few days, you'll have an intense social schedule. Make an effort to be extremely diligent at work.
I'm sorry.
Don't hack any loogies during horoscopes.
Leo, if finances have been going well, you have every right to have a little fun. Indulge yourself this afternoon.
Virgo, someone from far away is just about to cross your path. They might wreak some serious havoc on your perfectly arranged schedule. Those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
We just can't make this up.
I actually have a story about a catfish incident that has a happy ending.
I'm Morton Garrix,
The Weeknd.
Hello, we are AJR.
Cool.
Mix 93.3.